from University State University research team. We are here in Butte County. Oh, first let me commend you guys for the wonderful, wonderful Butte Beach Day on Saturday. I could not believe any county management can do that. It was flawless. The free food, in real free food, I couldn't believe it. What you were saying in the flyer, don't bring anything, just your blanket. Oh my God, I couldn't believe it, honestly. I've been living...
Could you say it again for the paper?
Sure. My comments are public comments. It's unbelievable. People say it's going to be free, but some portion is free and they have their own hidden agenda. Yes. But Butte County management did not have any hidden agenda. Food was
no collusion.
Food was fantastic, though I'm a vegetarian. But I know my team, they enjoyed the food and I enjoyed the ices. And I don't know how much you guys paid for all of that, and especially kayaking and all that, and people didn't have to pay a single penny. Oh my God, you really love your people. I would definitely say that. Butte loves the people and we are here to support Butte. From Lisbon City State University, a team of researchers, myself, I'm actually, you asked me to give my introduction. Say, Dr. Kulvinder Kaur Walker, I'm a psychologist at Lisbon City State University. Myself and my two students, Ms. Jada Ellis and Ms. Genesis McLean, we are working on a Department of Homeland Security summer research project. The purpose of this project is to bring resilience in hurricane exposed areas, and Butte been exposed repeatedly. So our purpose is to see if there is anything Department of Homeland Security or other governmental agencies can do to bring complete resilience. And the observation in other areas where natural calamities have happened, catastrophic events, they bring in mental health issues that linger on for years and years. And that's something normally people don't care about. They think it's okay, it is natural, and there is no intervention for that, but there should be, and there are interventions, so that's what we have to study in this county. And I request board chair and other commissioners and county residents, all whatever you can support in collecting the data for this brief summer project, I would really appreciate. What we need is, we have questionnaire, we distributed at the beach day, and turnout was really great. People were so cooperative. We had over 100 completed, and we have distributed some to go to the churches and offices. And there are a few more we need to distribute, but on top of everything, I need to interview or have like focus group of different constituencies of this county. It's like management, I would say Board of Commissioners and management team. See what you think about, see a few questions, we can kind of do a little brainstorming. And then the mental health providers specifically, see what they think they are doing. And then general public, the people from the Butte community leaders, they see what they think they are doing and what you guys believe is happening and what people think they are getting and what are the hurdles if they are not having access to the services that you all believe you have. If there is anything we need to pitch in, and we have write in the report. And now, why should you help us? Because this is the baseline. You have to start somewhere, right? So this is the beginning starting point. We are going to give the preliminary report to Department of Homeland Security, and then we are going to move on to see if we see some promise and how we can help you. See, our proposal had some promise, then they may give us another real grant, you know, to work for this community, basically. So do I have your support?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
County manager, you can get back in touch.
Absolutely. Yeah, see, we are very flexible in terms of timing. You call me day, night, anytime. Me and my team would be there.
Okay. Thank you so much for what you did last weekend, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Next is going to be reports and appointments. I'm sorry, the MC.
My name is Billy Barrow. I'm the director of the Cooperative Extension Office here in Bertie County, and I'm here tonight to introduce our new FCS agent, Elizabeth Baker. So.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. I am from Northeast North Carolina and familiar with the clientele of the area. So my background consists of a bachelor's degree in community health education and an associate's degree with general education. And then an extensive amount of real world, practical experience, business experience dealing with people. So, and I've developed those personal skills, including the ability to work with people at all levels, so, and all walks of life. So my 14 professional years have been in healthcare, wellness, and tobacco prevention and control that have proven to, with, you know, to provide results and cultivate just success in the variety of healthcare related programs. Then I've also been a part of the creation of the farmers market and worked with the schools. So my career goal now is to be an effective family consumer science agent by providing resources and being an asset to in the areas of leadership and management, but also just being outreach and education for Bertie and Martin County, so you are sharing me. But I'm glad to be here again. Are there any questions for me?
Did you work with Apple Outreach Home?
I did. Yeah. So.
Well, congratulations and welcome on board, Billy. I'm not used to you coming up for 3 minutes. I looked down.
We're tickled. You know, have
you're
on board.
The agenda. But this is great. I'm happy you brought everything.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all support. We're glad to have her. We've got a full team again. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. You order for a great department.
Oh, definitely. And now I'm going pack.
Okay.
It's going to be an interesting year with a new building coming up.
Yes. You got that right. All right, public hearing petition to name a new road, Bucks River Road, located off of State Road 1392. Ms. Tracy White, would you like to come up?
Yes. I have a presentation here, just the information about Bucks River Road. Okay, that is the survey and map. I know you probably can't see it very well, but you do have a copy in front of you of each of these. The survey, the property owner actually had it surveyed the right of way from, you know, beginning to end. And the that's off from our GIS, and I believe the county manager got the tax mapping department to give you an even better map that kind of illustrates it through those properties. The location is off of Point Comfort Road, which is a state road, State Road 1392. It connects to South Perry's Beach Road, which is a private road. It's a new private road. It will serve as the access to the existing development. There are no plans for future development on this road. Tax mapping department, emergency management, and EMS. Local fire department have all reviewed, and the local fire department chief signed off on the petition for the property owners. The proposed road name is not duplicative of any other name in the county. There are three other similar road names: Buck Branch Road in Ollander, Buck Lane in Windsor, and Bucklesbury Road in Windsor. And staff recommendation for this is approval. Here's some photos. The one on the left is you know, coming down Point Comfort Road, and you turn just before the state maintenance ends at Point Comfort. This is a view from Point Comfort Road, looking into down the road, going into the development, and then when it connects to South Perry's Beach Road. Now, you would notice on the survey that it shows a connection to Bull Pond Road, which was the private road that they were using before this road was built. And it actually kind of cuts Bull Pond Road off and really kind of turns more into South Perry's Beach Road. So the one on the left, this is coming back up from Perry's Beach. The road to the left is the Bull Pond Road. It's like pretty much a farm path. That's what they've used for years and years down there. And I drove back up that way. It had been a rain the night before, and it was a pretty bumpy ride. So I'd like to commend the owner for building a new road to get down there. If emergency services can begin using that new road, it's much better access. And that was it.
Thank you, Mr. Blake.
They're aware of our ordinance, our new ordinance?
Yes.
Road maintenance ordinance?
Yes. I went and talked with the owner, or the person who's maintaining the road, built the road, maintaining it. There's two property owners that actually own all the property the road crosses, and they both signed the petition.
Okay. And they understand the road, like,
right.
Mass,
right. And the main reason they wanted to, he had planned on fixing the other road, but there were different property owners there, and they couldn't get a right of way. So he felt he could get the right of way secured there, so that they could maintain it.
Okay. All right, this is a public hearing. We'll hear from the public. If there's any opposing or in favor of, if you'd like to come up to the podium and make a comment, you can. If there is nobody opposing or for. Okay, then we will move out of the public hearing. Go ahead, and can I have a motion whether to make this move or not as far as...
I make a motion we adopt the, or allow this petition to go forward and name Buck Perry Road, River Road.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, Ms. White.
Thank you.
Mr. Jeff Best, CPA, presentation of the audit for budget ending June 30, 2018. Jeff?
Yep. Good to see y'all.
Good to see you.
I'd like to thank the board for allowing our firm to perform the audit again this year. I'd also like to thank Scott, William, and all the staff for their help and cooperation. As we go through the audit, if there's any questions, please feel free to ask at any time. If you turn to page 1 through 3, is the independent auditor's report. This report has a standard and modified opinion, which means, in our opinion, the financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects. After the independent auditor's report is the management discussion analysis section. This is a narrative overview prepared by the management of Bertie County. Management has added a lot of additional interesting information. I would encourage you to read that. The basic financial statements begin on page 27 and they continue to page 37. If you turn to page 27, it's a statement of net positions. The county is operating two different fund types. The first is the governmental activities, which include the general fund. The revaluation fund and the capital reserve school fund are consolidated in the general fund. And then the non-major funds are also in the governmental funds. They are emergency telephone, Bertie High School, library co-op extension building fund, disaster recovery fund, and EMS building fund. The next group is the business type activities. The business type activities include the regional water district. Also incorporated into this fund, or to this group, is the following grant projects: asset inventory, phase 2, phase 4, USDA Rural Development Fund, Department of Commerce, Rural Center Fund, K-12 Kelford Drinking Water State Revolving Loan Fund, Roxabelle Merger, and the Drinking Water State Revolving Loan Fund, SCADA. Cash and cash equivalents at June 30th, 2018 was $7,365,000. This includes restricted cash, which is for the Capital Reserve School and the tax reevaluation, and the USDA reserve for the governmental activities, and water customer deposits, and USDA reserve for the business type activity. The restricted cash was $1,565,000. Below that, you see the capital assets. The total capital assets in the governmental funds was $30,503,000. The business type activities was $31,615,000. Turn to page 29. We have the balance sheet for the governmental funds. This statement is on the modified accrual basis of accounting. The first statement we saw was on the full accrual basis of accounting. The general fund, which is the first column, accounts for all financial resources except those that are required to be accounted for in another fund. The unassigned fund balance at the very bottom is $1,729,000. When you compare it to total expenditures on the next page, the unassigned fund balance is 6.81% of total expenditures. On page 31 is a statement of revenues, expenditures, changes in fund balance for the governmental funds. We have the general fund, and then we have the non-major fund. We listed what the non-major funds was previously. Total ad valorem taxes, $11,213,000. You can see getting and keeping a high collection percentage is very important. If we go to the bottom of the page, we see net change in fund balance. There was a reduction in fund balance in the general fund of $61,000. The non-major funds, there was a reduction of $600,000. But the non-major funds are either special revenue funds or capital project funds. So that money comes in and it goes out for those capital project needs or the special revenue needs. The non-major funds, if you wanted to look at the detail, they're on page 109 through 115. On page 33, it's a general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, changes in fund balance, budget, and actual. If we look at total revenues, the total revenues was $267,000 over budget. Total expenditures was $2,723,000 under budget. The proposed reduction in fund balance, which would be appropriated fund balance, was $2,022,000. Fund balance actually decreased by $319,000. Statement of net positions. This is for the regional water district. Cash and cash equivalents was $1,667,000, which includes restricted cash of $236,000. Total net positions, $17,472,000. On the next page, on page 35, is a statement of revenues, expenses, and changes in net positions for the water fund. Total users charge was $2,635,000. Compared to in the prior year, $2,457,000. There was an increase in change in net position. There was an increase of $871,000. Included in that increase is a $1,202,000 of capital contributions of grant money. The notes to the financial statements begin on page 38 and they continue to page 84. These notes explain the operation of Bertie County. On page 38 is note one, and that's a summary of significant accounting policies. If we turn to page 43, as we talked earlier, the restricted cash, this will give you the breakdown of what the restricted cash is. Deposit investment footnote on page 51 and 52. The county had a total bank balance of June 30th, 2018 $4,807,000. Of this amount, $500,000 was covered by FDIC insurance. The county had $2,833,000 in the North Carolina Capital Management Trust at that same time. On page 53 and 54 is the capital asset footnote. We looked earlier and we saw it was $30 million in the governmental activities. So if you look at it, you've got construction, the things that have changes, construction in progress, building improvements. So a pretty significant amount of activity in the current year under the governmental activities. The next page is the business type activities. They have $31 million. You can see the construction in progress. We talked about the grant projects that were going on in the current year. That would be the construction in progress. On page, or the pension plan and other post-employment benefit footnote begins on page 56 and continues to page 67. These footnotes show the various retirement options that are available to county employees or county can't participate. On page 67 is a footnote describing the health care benefits paid to retirees. And the last paragraph on that page, it says employees hired after July 1st, 2016 are not eligible for retiree health insurance benefits upon retirement. That was the same as what it was in the previous year. The long-term obligation footnote begins on page 72 and continues to page 79. The payment schedule for the installment purchases is on page 75. Installment purchases are listed before that. The limited obligation bonds payment schedule is on page 77. And the revenue bonds, the payment schedule is on page 78. On page 79 is a change in long-term debt. You start with the beginning balance. As of June 30th, 2017, you have the increases and decreases. Then you have the ending balance of June 30th, 2018. And that's the items we just mentioned, the installment purchases, limited obligation debt, then you got compensated absence. Then you got LEO and ledgers and other post-employment benefits and the net OPEB liability. On page 84, the very last paragraph, change in accounting principles and restatement. This change occurred because of the implementation of GASB 75 dealing with other post-employment benefits. Significant change for the current year. On page 85 through 91 is the required supplemental information. You begin with OPEB liability, local government employees retirement system, two pages, register of deeds supplemental retirement system, two pages, and then law enforcement special separation allowance, two pages also. Beginning on page 92, continue to page 127 are the supplemental schedules. These schedules are the same information we had in front of the audit. There's only more detail. If you had a question, if you come back to these schedules, there is more detail that maybe answers your question. On page 129 is the analysis of the current tax levy. Collection percentage in the current year was, total collection percentage was 97.29% for the current year. A very good collection percentage. The compliance section begins on the next page. It continues to page 141. If you turn to page 134, you can see the major federal programs. There are Medicaid, water and wastewater disposal systems to rural communities, drinking water revolving loan. What determines a major program in the current year is $750,000 of expenditures. That number is significantly less than what it was in the previous year. Of course, direct benefit payments were removed from the schedule of federal and state awards. The calculation is based on that total number. on the schedule of federal and state awards. The schedule of findings and question cost is on page 135. And as you can see, there was no findings or question cost dealing with financial statement findings or federal and state awards. So, very good job. The schedule of federal and state awards begins on page 138 and it continues to page 141. So with the direct benefit payments removed from the schedule, total federal awards was $6,706,000. Total state awards was $439,000. So that's an overview of the financial statements for Bertie County as of June 30th, 2018. Does anyone have any questions?
Anybody have questions? Okay. Yeah. Ms. Best, thank you very much for this audit.
And, thank you, too.
I do want to let you know this, that prior to you coming, the board did take a vote to sever our relationships.
Okay.
And Mrs. Sauer will be sending you a letter this coming week.
Yeah.
I tell you thank you very much for your service in the past.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to serve Bertie County and, you know, maybe some other time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Board appointments. There are no board appointments?
No, sir.
Okay. Consent agenda. Approved minutes for regular meeting June 3rd, 2019. I'm just going to do that for this real quick. We'll do them all the time. Approved minutes for work session June 3rd, 2019, June 18th, 2019. Approved minutes for budget work session June 3rd, 2019. Approved minutes for budget public hearing June 10th, 2019. Registered deeds fees report July 2019. Okay, let's do those five. I have a motion.
Make a motion. We approve the consent agenda items 1 through 5.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lee. Have a second. Okay. Any discussion on any of this? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Approval of North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality Grant Offer and Acceptance Resolution related documents for Water District 2 is in the amount of $65,800 with local match of $3,290 in Water District 3 and the amount of $150,000 with local match of $7,500. You want to comment on any of this, Mr. Manager, or is it pretty much straight up there?
This continues the good work of Mr. Spivey and his department, and we have, I think, two more grants we're going to continue to push for District 1 in this effort.
Okay, thank you. All right, budget amendments. Tax release journal, May 2018. Resolution.
We need to go back.
I'm sorry. I'm going on down. Okay, I'm going down. Okay. Budget amendments, tax release journal, May 2018. Resolution, 50th Family Reunion Celebration, Harder Wilson. I have a motion on the amendments.
Make a motion. We approve items 6 through 9 on the consent agenda.
Go on, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, other discussion agenda. Program review, discussion for Tall Glass Water Bertie County Beach Day event.
We think a picture is worth a thousand words, so Sarah has compiled a few photos for our audience and for the board to review.
like a daytime camp hopper. And the ship is off the sea, and the wicked is a turn. As the southern wind sings again, and I love by. You can jump right in. Let the music blow your wind. You can jump right in. Don't lose yourself again. Knows where to find, and the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. The water on this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again. And I love a bite. You can jump right in, let the music blow your wings. You can jump right in, don't lose yourself again.
This schedule is very much in keeping with the one that we had for 2019. This is actually for 2020. And what I'd like you to give some thought to is we've taken a little bit of a hiatus from doing our outreach and having communities in various corners of the county, you know, from Blue Jay to Kelford to Powellsville. And so please be thinking about if you'd like to add an additional meeting in these months to be thinking about how we might organize those and where to kick them off again.
The only thing I'd like to do is us to, in the next couple of weeks, maybe get together at the August meeting to set up some sort of work session, if not sooner, in reference to Tall Glass Water and moving forward with that. The other thing I'd like to bring up also is that's July 5th. I've had several people that are employees of the county in reference having that off also. I've talked to a couple of commissioners about it. I'll agree in front of the board at this point in time, July 5th also. And,
well, that'd be great for y'all to take a vote on that, because I think that'd be
that. Okay, because we're going to bring it up. Can I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Can I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I think because of the hard work they put in
this
past weekend, they deserve that. They have
You've got a great team.
Yeah, great team.
Great team. Great
show our appreciation.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to conclude that as far as me on other items. Juan, you got any other items or anything you want to discuss?
I don't.
You don't, Mr. Manager?
No, sir.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? Other items?
Is this Commissioner's comment?
I'm getting ready to jump on that. But go ahead, Ms. Lee.
I'm confused. I,
would just like to say Saturday was wonderful, and I think, you know, everything's been said that can be said about it, and I just thank everybody. But three of your commissioners will be traveling to Clark County, Nevada, and Clark County is Las Vegas. Next week is coming quickly. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to travel and to go to these conferences. It's our National Association of Counties annual conference. We learn a lot, and we bring back that stuff that we learned back to the county. It's always good to see what other counties and other states are doing. So thank you, and we're all very much aware that we are spending tax dollar money when we go off. So we don't go and party it up and be extravagant. You know, we're very thrifty. I am. I can speak for myself, and I think I speak for Ron and Ernestine also. So thank you for the opportunity to travel.
There will be a pastor installation in July at Zion. The church on Kent Street. Zion Bethlehem.
Yes,
and they would like a welcome letter from the commission. And I texted her to see what date it was, and his name.
I've been in touch with Ms. Faye Anderson. She's helping to coordinate that. She called Friday afternoon, and we'll be working with her on that.
Okay, perfect. That's a call.
Mr. Atkins? I don't
have anything
before we all
come along.
So, Mr. Manager, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Attorney?
No, sir.
Mr. Assistant? 3-minute comments section. If anybody have any other 3-minute comments, please step forward and come to the podium. State your name and your address, please. In 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I handle that. I'm Dorothy Taylor. I live at NC 45 North at Mirror Hill. And I just wanted to comment that y'all did a great job Saturday. I've heard some negative reports, and, you know, it was about the tax increase, and, you know, the county was spending all of this money. And my comment back was, well, the county has to spend money to make money. And I think the picture showed it all, you know.
Yes,
I mean, that spoke a lot. And it's just wonderful for the county. And I'm behind you 100%. So,
we don't get that very often.
For the people.
Now, I have to tell you something. You know, for you to come in, because I've seen you before,
right.
Didn't know your name, but coming to the podium and saying this about this project, you know, and again, I'm not from here originally. I was born and raised in Florida. I did a lot of construction down there. And from the time that we bought land in Florida to develop it, and the first house that went in would take me over 2 years of planning, developing, drawings, the whole nine yards. That's no different than this project right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I even made the comment to several people that were previous county commissioners who were purchasing, it would take us this long to get to it. But we're moving forward because we have the plot plans and things that we're moving forward with. But we do thank you for coming and saying that.
Well, I was born and raised here in Windsor.
Yes, ma'am.
And we really didn't have anywhere to go for a public beach, you know, to enjoy.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just think it's wonderful. As we can see, a lot of these kids down there
yes, ma'am.
Have never been to the beach before.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I heard somebody say, well, the county could better spend their money on something else. I'm not going. I live at the other end of the county. It's not going to benefit me.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment to that is, you can ride to Nag's Head. You can ride to Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
Why not ride to the other end of the county? You don't have sharks to worry about.
Amen.
And you know what? You're absolutely correct in what you just said, because I'll be honest with you. You know, you've got God-made beauty there. Okay? Florida's man-made beauty. This is God-made beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And people really need to come and see it to enjoy it. And to be honest with you, it turned out 10 times better than I ever thought it would. And I'm so happy there were so many kids there that had smiles on their faces.
Oh, yeah.
And they everybody had a great time. And it was just a wonderful event, and the camaraderie that it brought this county together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as people from all areas and people from outside of our area coming in, mm-hmm. and it gives us something great to build off of.
Well, I just thought it was wonderful to see that many people down there getting along, having a good time. Nobody got out of the way.
You
it was just it. A fantastic day. All the county employees, everybody was so gracious and helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just an amazing day.
The Taylors managed to find a little bit of shade, and they sat in the shade most of the day.
A little
just
bit.
Was observant.
Yes, but we enjoyed it, and I think y'all did a wonderful job. I don't know who planned it, whatever, but it was just very well done, and I applaud you.
Everybody had their hands in it, so mm-hmm. thank you
for your support.
Thank
absolutely.
You very much. Thank you. Any other 3 minutes?
3 minutes, yes. First of all, I would like to say thank you all for what you've done throughout the county, throughout the years that you all have been together as a board. You've done a great job, especially with the courthouse, with the employees, and now the citizens can see a big thing that you're doing. So I would like to commend you for that also. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to participate in it on the weekend. I had another engagement. But I also wanted to come before you to say I will be... in September, I want to give you an invitation. I know Scott may have mentioned it to you, but on September the 17th, at our Register Deeds Conference in Blowing Rock, I will be installed as the president of the North Carolina Association of Register Deeds for 19-20 year. And I would like to, if you can, you know, I know we did the budget, but maybe some money in there, maybe y'all could come out and support me. I would be glad to see your face. I have the Judge Brenda Branch will be coming to install me to on that night. And also, like Tammy was saying, they will be traveling. I'll be going next week also to Houston, Texas, to the International Association for Government Officials. So.
And I'd like to say this about Ms. Wilson to Register the Deeds in her office, and I can speak for practical purposes. I own properties in every county around us, and I called her, I think it was Wednesday or whatever, and I had called the other county, which I'm not going to bring the name up, as far as trying to get some information, because I was trying to get power on to some properties and this, that, and the other, and they were just darn out rude. And they, you know, I'm just John. That's who I am, you know. And I called Ms. Wilson up to see if she shed some light on how to help me. And it wasn't because it was commissioner or anything else. But I will tell you, you have one of the most politest mannerisms. Your people obviously follow how you act because your whole department is wonderful, okay? And you did an outstanding job. Even you called her and said, they're coming over there, aren't they? So anyhow, thank you so much for what you do, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you. Cool. That's what we stand for, helping our citizens in Berkeley County.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you.
Yeah, if you'll give Sarah the information about your installation, I would love to.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Any other comments?
Hi, good evening. Hello. Dominique Walker, 116 Luther Brown Road, Coleraine. I'm going to be quick. I just wanted to congratulate the board on a successful beach day. 3 years ago, when I was an intern with the Association of County Commissioners, one of the research projects that I did had brought me out to the county to cover the Tall Glass of Water site. And to have been able to, back then, for the board to have seen the vision, to have been able to be committed to wanting to provide the public with waterfront property, public access to beachfront, and to be here now working for the county and having been involved with the planning process and seeing the board still committed to that particular goal has been really insightful. So I wanted to congratulate the board, thank county management, all of the team members who are a part of the project in seeing the project vision go through. And I can tell you from having talked to especially some of our senior citizens, their excitement of the vision that the board has, as well as moving forward in the future. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I've got one piece. Yeah, we need 3 minutes. I want to thank the sheriff's department. They was in full bloom and was without incident. And I just think everybody for participating. It was a great day, and we look forward to it being an everyday occurrence. It's open now. It'll be open later. From what y'all said, dawn to dusk. So enjoy yourself. It's for the citizens, not about us. It's for the citizens.
We're planning on wanting to do this more than just once a year also during the summer months. So we're putting ideas together right now. So we'll talk about it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I would like, if Ms. Taylor, if she thinks of something, please let us know.
Absolutely.
She has a great idea.
She certainly does. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it sounds like y'all doing a good job on your own.
I can really see the potential there. And, you know, and if everybody works together and it's done right,
yes, ma'am.
It'll be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yes. I think so. Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Is there any other comments? If not, then I will entertain the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Everybody tell me.